We are joined by Dave Kroll, soccer coach, St. John's Prep. Number one, Dave, right now in the state. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great. The kids are having a blast.
Well,
so am I.
That's great. That's good. That's good to hear. Dave, I guess take us through some of the big games and matches that you've had so far this year, and then we'll get into some of the players that are obviously making this all happen.
Right. Well, our defense has been just immense. We've only given up 4 goals now in 13 games. So, excuse me. It starts there with our goalkeeper. And so our defense has been solid. Our midfield has been great. And we're scoring timely goals when we need to. You know, we've got some close wins. Few 1-0 games. We're putting it all together right now.
You know, I've noticed your scores. I do follow the scores, Dave, and I do notice those close scores. So what does that mean? What do you think? I mean, when you play a tough schedule like you guys do, that's okay. You know what I'm saying? But what do you think that means looking forward?
Oh, it's great looking forward because we're used to being in tight games. We're figuring out, you know, we've won in a lot of different ways, which is great. We had a huge win against St. John's. Recently, St. John Shrewsbury, 1-0 at our place. It was a game that honestly could have gone either way. But, we got the timely goal when we needed it. Our keeper, Yanni Andrikopoulos, came up with a big save when we needed it. That's just one example. Then we wanted BC High before that 1-0. They're, our biggest rival, so it's always difficult to go there and play. And again, we came up with a big second half goal in that one. We went out to Longmeadow. That was an over 3-hour bus ride. We had less than 15 minutes to warm up. We played on grass on a football field, which we're not accustomed to doing. And we won that game 1-0. So these close games are really, really going to help us come tournament time because, you get a few rounds into the tournament and there's no blowouts.
Yeah, I think you've really nailed some real keys there. Your defense, for one, you explained that very well. And then being able to win in different ways, I mean, I think that's very important moving forward as well. So that's all great information. Dave, tell me more about some of the players. You mentioned your goaltender. How about your defense and moving up forward?
Right. Yanni's only given up 3 goals now, and I think, 11 and a half games, 12 games. So, he hasn't been called upon, where he's making 10, 12 saves a game. But in all the big games, he has made key saves to keep us in the game. So, when we were out at Longmeadow, we stopped the PK to keep us ahead 1-0, and that's what we won by. So it starts with him. But our guy, and we're only playing with 3 backs, which is always a little risky, but it allows us to throw more guys forward. But our 3 guys in the back, Captain Will Miner and Jeffrey Lopez, who's a senior, and junior Ross O'Brien, have just been phenomenal. Like I said, not much gets through, and if it does get through, we've got Yanni. So far, it's holding up. A couple teams like BC High, they threw 3 forwards at us last week, trying to see if they could take advantage of that. St. John's did the same thing. But our hope is that when other teams are throwing 3 forwards at us, that gives us a numerical advantage, through midfield and down in our own offensive third. And so far, it's paid off. Ben Bailey is another senior who's been instrumental in playing in the back, so... like the Leominster coach said to me after we played, he goes, yeah, I was watching the tape, and you have those 3 monsters in the back and, then you can attack with 7. And he's exactly right. We won that game 5-0 and they were a pretty good side. So, and we've had games where we have exploded offensively, like the Needham game. I was frankly shocked when we came out of there winning that game 4-0. But, that's where everything clicked that day. So they were the number one team at that time. So So again, it all starts with our defense.
So if you move up in some of the forward spots and those guys doing it for you?
Right, yeah. Two other captains, Callum Rigby is one of our leading scorers. Callum's got 6 goals and 3 assists, but he plays the 10 for us, the creative midfielder, and he's so smooth on the ball, and his knowing when to pass, when to dribble. He's a key part of, you know, we like to play possession, and he is a huge part of that, as well as our other captain, Alex Borklin. Alex is a 3-year starter for us now, which is kind of rare for us. He's got 4 goals and 3 assists, including the game-tying goal when we tied out at St. John's. He had both goals in the first time we beat DC High 2-0, so he's had some huge goals. Our forwards, Graham Kramer, he's a junior. He's got 7 goals. And Chance Prouty, another junior, he's got 7 goals and 4 assists. So we have a total of 8 guys who have multiple goals. So we don't have some kid with some outrageous numbers, but we're really hard to pin down defensively because we have so many guys who can do so many things and we can score in so many different ways. So Ethan Bazanson is a junior midfielder. He's got 5 goals and 2 assists from a defensive center mid position. So, Ross O'Brien, one of our backs, we send our backs up on our free kicks, and he's got a couple goals with his head off a free kick. So we've got a lot of different ways that we can score.
Yeah, that's very encouraging, absolutely. Dave, anything else to share about the team, the players at all for prep soccer so far this year?
Yeah, well, a couple other guys that definitely need mentioning are another junior, Jake Vanner. Jake doesn't have any – he's got a couple goals. He doesn't have glowing numbers offensively, but he's the guy who takes care of the ball in midfield, protects our back line. He and Ace and both protect our back line. And Jake is great in winning 50-50 balls and then keeping possession and moving it on to the next spot. So he's integral to everything we do on the field. Some other guys, like I mentioned the guys in the back already, Mark Gew is another junior who's playing really well and spelling guys through the midfield. Guys who play on the wings for us, seniors Tyler Schwamm and Mike Bertinato and we're five guys deep on the wings, so we can just keep subbing those guys, rotating those guys, and keeping them fresh, and we've been able to wear some teams down in the second half because of our depth. That I think is what happened in the St. John's game. Like I said, that game could have gone either way, but I think we wore them down a little bit in the second half. They didn't sub much, and we've been subbing pretty consistently, not just by games, but through the season, which I think at this point, teams start to get tired that don't have a lot of depth. And so hopefully we're going to be injury-free, knock on wood, going into the tournament. So far we've been very lucky as far as injuries go. You know, we've had some guys miss games here and there, but overall we haven't had any injuries that have really lingered. So that's been a big part of our success, too.
Dave, I know you're going down to Catholic Memorial. Hopefully you'll come back better than the football team did this past week, but they played hard. It was a great game. But tell us about the Tuesday game, 6:15 down there at CM.
Right, so it'll be under the lights, which is fun for the kids. We only beat them 2-0 here, but they just beat BC High the other last week 4-2, which is a huge win for them and their program. So we know what they're capable of if we don't go down there and play well and play hard from the beginning of the game. So, I'm looking for us to continue to, do what we've been doing. We played at North Andover on Saturday. We won there 3-0, and they just, did what is going to happen to us a lot. They just packed it in the back, and we're hoping to counter. But, again, they didn't have a lot of success with that because our defense just stifled them coming forward. So I suspect we're going to see more of that tomorrow night, and I think we're going to see more of that going forward where teams are bunkering down with a 4-5-1 probably and just look at the counter on us. So we have to be careful not to, you know, you get possession and you knock the ball around at midfield for a few minutes and nothing comes of it. And next thing you know, you're getting too complacent. Guys are beginning to push too far forward and you get caught. So we've got to be careful of that tomorrow night and make sure that doesn't happen.
Well, Dave, it's great great to hear your success and the prep success. You're having a great season. Best of luck the rest of the way. And thanks so much for spending some time with us.
All right, thank you.
Yep. Take care. Just hang on the line here. Dave Kroll, the soccer coach at St. John's Prep. And I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.